Hi, Sander. How are you?
A little wet, but good.
All right. So, what are the top consumer trends for 2020?
Well, a lot of people are asking those questions, Jill. And there are two things I'd like to share with our listeners. One was a big report last month from the Wall Street Journal. They did the top consumer trends 2020 by a global organization, a global research group called Euromonitor International. So many of the things that they predict, I have my doubts about. I really do. But we'll go over them and we can share the doubts. The one I really like is the Kiplinger report that just came out this week. Very, very good. So why don't we start with the Kiplinger reports? And the main focus they have is on healthcare and China. Very, very, very interesting. Many, many new opportunities within healthcare because here they say the industry structure resists disruption. There are few incentives to take risk and experiment for physicians, hospitals, and insurance. Harnessing data is hampered by concerns over privacy and cybersecurity, legacy IT systems, and lack of interoperability. Penalties for messing up are high. New tech will have to overcome barriers in the system that will have led to disappointing investors and failed entrepreneurs, despite such potential. So here's some of the key digital advances we should expect, and I'm seeing them now in 2020. Some advances that will unleash major breakthroughs over time. Number one, better ways to collect and mine health data. Cloud services from Alphabet, Amazon, and Microsoft, and addressing interoperability issues. Tech giants are also working with electronic health records, very, very big now. Meanwhile, federal rules recently mandated that EHR, electronic health records, all use the same standards. Interesting. Advancement in artificial intelligence to improve diagnosis and treatment will lower costs and improve care. AI in healthcare is still in its infancy, but the potential is huge, at which they see it coming out in 2020. Vendors, including IBM, PathIA, and Portagen, these vendors have, and more, are the real tamper-proof groups focusing on the new EHR and the new trends in healthcare. So put together these trends, these digital trends, could bring slow and steady upheaval, sparking upon more competitive and potentially challenging today's medical incumbents, which we need to do. But other system shifts are needed too. Two promising trends to watch are as opposed to the usual fee-for-service model. For example, this is very interesting. For insurer Oscar Health lets customers tailor coverage and provides case managers for supports. Iora Health has health coaches. The result, a big reduction in hospitalization and ER visits and increasing access by offering low-cost services even to the underinsured and uninsured. Walmart just opened up a second full-service primary care clinic in Georgia. The cost to visit a pharmacy care physician? $40. That's it. Expect many other similar events. So that's kind of one of the trends in healthcare. In the global economy, China's economy is in for the slowest GDP growth in 30 years this year. The spreading coronavirus and the resulting blow to travel, supply chains, factories, and consumer spending figure to knock out at least a percentage point off its gross domestic product. That translates the growth of 5% or so versus the initial expectation of 6% plus. Just weeks ago. In fact, growth in the first quarter may come on below zero. It's in China. Many China-U.S. supply chains are in jeopardy due to factory closures and reduced air freight services resulting from fewer passenger flights from China. Items most likely to be affected are electronics or games, automotive parts, pharmaceutical ingredients, cell phone components. Apple has closed down 5 stores, by the way, there, and other electronics. So China is one thing, as you know, we read the other day, Equifax, the Chinese military people in Equifax released the names of 165,000 Americans, all their data. So these people are now at risk. 165,000 American data are now out there, and they are at risk. Thank you, China Equifax.
And I just want to interrupt because they took 145 million records.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess you could say, well, they only released 165,000. But the point is the scope of this behavior is something that people should be a little more conscious of.
Yeah. Also, January brought yet more proof that underlying strength of the U.S. economy, which added 225,000 jobs last month. The usual pockets of weakness remain in industries like retail, manufacturing, and autos. But overall, the picture is bright. The rising labor participation rate is heartening, since many employers are facing worker shortages. Many bodies are needed wherever they can be found. In the real estate area, one sign that construction spending should perk up as 2020 gets going, architects have been seeing increasing business in recent months. The billings are a leading indicator, particularly for non-residential construction, which usually gets underway in 12 months. So, that's kind of looking good. Let me spend a little bit of time now. Oh, let me tell one other thing before we go to the European group. Many states are now legalizing marijuana for medicinal or recreational use. 33 for medicinal, 11 for recreation, with 66% of Americans in favor of legal weed for adults. The most ever, Joe. Those numbers will continue to grow. New York and New Jersey are both likely to okay marijuana for recreational use this year. Momentum is growing in several other states too. Arizona, Connecticut, Florida, New Mexico, and Rhode Island, to name just a few. Take note of your own state policies regarding marijuana in the workplace. 14 states, Alaska, California, Colorado, Florida, Michigan, Montana, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Dakota, Ohio, blah, blah, blah. Washington, D.C., let employers maintain drug-free workplaces. Okay. So even weed-friendly states make exceptions for impairment or use on the job. And federal law requires these workers in certain industries like trucking to be screened for drug and alcohol use. But don't be surprised if many, quote, zero-tolerance states start introducing more accommodations for weed-smoking employees via regulation. So that's what's going on there. The European stuff, Jill, I'm not wild about. Here's what their trends are. More robots. Okay? More robots. Consumers are beginning to accept that robots or other types of artificial intelligence can perform jobs traditionally done by humans. They are buying more artificial intelligence, enabled home appliances and virtual assistants like Amazon, Alexa, and adopting new habits to use them. God, what would I do without Alexa? I love her. Including voice commands. Through complete trust and universal access to this technology will take more time. We are embracing the concept of AI-driven robots for our own welfare, and it will grow. Okay, so robots, big deal. That's what the Europeans are predicting. Privacy concerns mount, but we already discussed this a little bit. More consumers expect brands to customize products and services for them, but hesitate when such personalization requires surrendering personal information. In other words, they want certain kinds of appliances, and they tell them, but however, their thoughts about the appliances they want are now publicized. So they hate that, but that's what's happening. Consumers remain suspicious of data collection efforts, with more than 40% of consumers believing that targeted ads based on online searches are an invasion of privacy. Okay, that's what the research group found. So consumers will surely become progressively less trusting of companies extracting and using their data without transparency. Adequate security and opt-out options will happen, Euromonitor says. Okay. Homebodies. Well, this we discussed before. You will see more and more people working from home. They don't want to leave the house. They go to the office. Consumers are reluctant to leave for any reason, the research firm says. As a result, remote workers are fueling growth in areas such as internet, retailing, home fitness providers, ready-to-eat food, and grocery delivery at the expense of brick-and-mortar stores, gyms, and restaurants. Oh, okay. Better travel. As the world population becomes increasingly urban, residents are growing frustrated with congested roads and overcrowded public transportation. More people now turn to navigation apps to plan their journeys and offer real-time updates, which I concur. I do that as well. Okay? Clean air activation, of course. We will fight clean air. We'll fight the clean air as much as we can. But what can you do? India hasn't changed. China hasn't changed. Vietnam hasn't changed. That's where we get most of our products, parts and products. But the fight now will be the heaviest ever, according to the research firm. Okay? Reuse is the new recycle. The plastic bags you now get your groceries in or your pharmacy products, you have to bring them back now. You have to empty the plastic bag when you get home and bring them back to the store, or you're not going to get a bag to put your stuff into. And mood enhancement. We discussed this before a little bit. Consumers are increasingly seeking products that offer mood enhancement and brain function boosts. Legal cannabis is a leader of catering to the broad spectrum of mental well-being. Euromonitor says, estimating that the global legal market will reach $166 billion by 2025. Okay. A little about consumer trends for 2020, Jill.
It's going to be a pretty busy year, sounds like.
Yes, for sure.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's Edge.